AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration is taking a hardline stance on Somalis in the U.S. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
As President Donald Trump blasts the Somali immigrant community, federal authorities are preparing an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota, focusing on Somali immigrants living unlawfully in the United States. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said that Somali immigrants are too reliant on the U.S. social safety net.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you.
Minnesota has the largest Somali community in the nation. Many fled the civil war in Somalia. The executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations says that around 95% of Somalis in Minnesota are U.S. citizens and that about 50% of the community were born in the United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel says it will start letting Palestinians leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. In a sign that the U.S.-backed ceasefire is holding, the deal calls for the long-closed Rafah crossing to be opened for medical evacuations and travel to and from the Strip. The World Health Organization says there are more than 16,500 sick and wounded people who need to leave Gaza for medical care. Hamas says it would hand over newly discovered remains of a hostage today, but it wasn't immediately clear to whom they belonged to. Only two hostages are believed to remain in Gaza, and the first phase of the deal is supposed to end when both are returned. Iran's rial currency has fallen to a new low of 1.2 million to a U.S. dollar. Nuclear sanctions have been hurting the country's economy. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Pope Leo XIV shared his thoughts on the conclave and international peace efforts as he wrapped up his first international trip as Pope in Turkey and Lebanon. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
He shared for the first time what he was thinking when the votes started going his way during the papal conclave.
I resigned myself to the fact when I saw how things were going that I said this could be a reality. I took a deep breath. I said, here we go, Lord. You're in charge.
Leo fielded questions for half an hour, switching between English, Spanish, and Italian, and showed he's becoming more comfortable with the press. Amid tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela, he urged dialogue rather than military threats. Leo says the Holy See hopes to continue discussions with conflicting parties in Lebanon.
Yes, I believe sustainable peace is achievable.
As for future travels, Leo says he'd like to make a second trip as Pope to Africa next year, particularly Algeria, the birthplace of St. Augustine. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.